So we have gotten a hold of some secret audio. This is behind-the-scenes stuff, and we're the first to air this publicly. We understand this is audio of Jerry Jones consulting somebody about the whole Micah Parsons contract dilemma.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you, Mr. President, for your positivity and for getting together with me. I know you're not in the Oval Office anymore, but have a lot of time on your hands. But I like this, just a couple big Texas guys hanging out.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes I just take a break from some of these paintings I've been doing, you know. By the way, I'll be unloading some of them at the flea market down the street there. And it's great to have two meetings of the minds of which we are both a part of in this situation. You know?
Well, you've had so much experience over the years talking with very powerful people, and I'm involved in a situation right now, Mr. President, that I need your help on. I need to get your advice on how to negotiate with a player.
Now this player's not a terrorist, right? Because we don't negotiate with terrorists. That's pretty good right there, huh? Yeah,
no,
I crushed that one, man.
I know it's
that was awesome
for you there, but no, he's not.
I'm
a
laughing
terrorist.
Like a Muppet right now.
He's just a player who wants a hell of a lot of money.
Wouldn't we be great in the balcony on the Muppets, me and you?
What's the Muppets?
Continue.
Okay, so he wants a lot of money. He's wanting $40 million a year.
$40 million? That's like half a billion, man.
That is somewhat like that. That's right.
That's a crazy amount.
And he's just driving a really hard bargain, and you negotiated with world leaders. So, I mean, what should I do here so I can get what they like to call the upper hand?
Well, I'm not a negotiifier. I don't. I have a set of rules that we use to negotiate. Number one, do not negotiate. Number two, don't negotiate. Letter C. Number. Flip 1 and 2. IV, which is Roman for 4. Don't mess with Texas.
All right. Those are good. I think that's going to help.
You could use all those anytime you want, man.
He's really an amazing player. Now, part of me thinks I ought to pay this $40 million because, I mean, on the field, he's just a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, you're never going to find him, man.
No, I mean,
I would not want a weapon of mass destruction out there. You'll be looking for him all the time. You're like, where's Micah? We don't know. You don't see him. He's not there. And then somebody will claim they found him, and then it'll turn out that they did not, which is, once again, rule number two in the negotiations of terrorism strategy-fication. Right?
Also, while I have you here, Mr. President, because I know you're on a tight schedule,
a lot to do, man. You're 100% correct. We're going to be going to... We got those tunnels under my house. I'm going to be showing those to some people that aren't supposed to see them. Just for fun.
That didn't sound like a good idea.
Hey, listen, if you're talking to the right guy, if you're looking for guys with some bad ideas.
Well, you've also been
simpatico.
Married for a long time with Laura, who's just lovely. We enjoy seeing her at all the charity functions that we both attend. But
wonderful lady. You know, LB, I call her LB.
I want you to...
which is bad, because that's also the... A brevification for pound, which I heard you've done some recently.
I want to get your advice on marriage, because Jean is just so hard for me to get along with. She gets mad every time I come home drunk. She gets mad when I come home with lipstick on my collars. She gets mad when
that hit me. I
come home smelling like Full Release from an Asian massage parlor. She just has a lot of rules. How do you get away with all this stuff with Laura? I mean, I don't understand how to make marriage
we
work.
We tend not to do any of that stuff. I do slap the booty once in a while, but...
You're so lucky to have.
I get myself into.
You have so lucky to have daughters too, because I got two sons, and I got to tell you, George, they are the worst things that have ever happened in this world. Was the birth of those two. Half of me thinks I just should have kept the placentas afterwards and thrown away the sons when they were born.
I thought it was going to get creepy in here. I guess it just stayed run of the mill.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President, and I appreciate you taking the time to meet with a guy who's worth a lot more money than you, but has never been the President of the United States, and it's an honor to have spoken it with you.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Oh, happy day!
Wow, yeah. Top secret audio. Never
glad
before
you stayed
heard.
I am glad I stayed to listen and not be involved with that at all.
Found that tape. Holy cow. Explosive audio like that.
I feel dirty. But it was amazing. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Glad you listened to it, Frank.
Might add that to my act.
Yeah, that's
a little fun here.
Very fun.
Thanks for hanging out with us, the great Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
Addison Improv. ImprovTX.com, by the way. And for that Lawton, Oklahoma show in another month or so, it's I'll wait till the laughter, the clapping goes down. That's a long clap. FrankOnStage.com brings you to the Improv TX site and the Lawton Apache Casino.
Nice. Awesome. Safe travels, Frank.
Thanks,
guys. On the
world
tour.